The show where we don't just report on fringe science, spirituality, and claims of the paranormal, but take part ourselves.
Yep, when they make the claims, we show up so you don't have to. I'm Ross Blotcher.
I'm Carrie Poppy, and today we have two very special guests.
Plus, me and Jordan.
Oh, now we have to find two very special guests.
We're just here to introduce the reunited White Stripes.
Did they break up?
They did, yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
One time, though, someone came up to me on the street and said, you look like that girl from the White Stripes, then thought about it, then was like, you're slightly thinner.
Than Meg White?
Okay. I couldn't bring to mind, like, what she looks like. Apparently, they thought she was too fat for them to say this.
She's pale.
What's happening?
Were you wearing red and white?
Yeah, and black.
Maybe that's what they meant.
Later I looked her up and I was like, this person isn't even overweight. I don't even know like what the hang up was.
Yeah, I mean it's a good celeb to look like.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, she's a
foxy
lady.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
But I don't think you look like her. I think you're foxy in different ways.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I remember.
But also very strong and intelligent and brave.
Great.
I feel like I've covered all of my bases.
So today we're not talking about that.
No.
Well, first of all, who are Jordan and Jesse?
Well, they are from Jordan Jesse Go.
That's true.
Jesse is also from Bullseye.
Yep. Jordan's also from At Midnight. Maybe you've heard of it.
These are podcasting superstars.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And alums and president of Maximum Fun.
Is that your title?
Our
president?
Network.
Principal? Owner. I mean,
ooh,
an owner.
Principal. Ooh, I like principal.
Founder.
Mm-hmm. Major domo. Uh-huh.
That's sure. Why whenever somebody's podcasting numbers drop, Jesse just gestures to the paddle above his desk.
Labeled, yeah, I like
principal. Daddy's little helper. Jesse's a fan of corporal punishment, right?
No, not at all. I use my famous catchphrase, you're fired.
Oh. That was you.
You're going to go far with that.
Yeah, thank you.
Perhaps even to the White House?
We'll
soon.
See.
Too
As an NPR journalist, I have no opinion about the situation.
So if you haven't heard these gentlemen, then there is a lot of good podcasting and radio out there for you to catch up on.
Yeah, probably endless hours.
They certainly feel endless.
Yeah, just don't do it. Just give up on it. No, Jordan Jesse Go is great. How many years are you guys into now?
We are some debate over the issue.
Now,
mainly because
easily
resolved. Let's have that. Let's have that debate right here.
It seems like this should be pretty easy.
We are locked in a sound booth with no reference materials here, so debate without electronic help.
So I think that
should we do it classic Oxford style or
Queensbury rules?
Yeah. Jordan first. So how long do you think you've been making your show?
I think we've been doing the show 9 years.
Whoa.
If you count, so we did a show on college radio together.
Okay.
So let's say the podcast.
We're pretty cool. We're not trying to, but we're pretty cool.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. We did the show when we could manage to dig ourselves out of the pussy avalanche. When we could claw our way out of the pussy avalanche.
Let's get to college radio station to entertain America.
Well, the greater Monterey Bay
rocket
area.
Rocket ship to stardom, leaving soon.
So, Jesse, you do not deny these events, but you are saying they happened at a different time.
So I think...
Wait, the pussy clawing or the making of the show?
Well, the pussy clawing has been continuous.
It's okay.
I think that is agreed.
I think
unabated.
We segued from the world of college radio to podcasting, so naturally there was no break in the pussy avalanche.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, so we started together... 15-ish years ago.
Wow.
Oh,
and we've been doing Jordan Jesse Go, the podcast show that we do now for coming up on 10 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's longer than the Beatles were together.
Exactly.
I think. Another thing that's easily look-upable.
And better at podcasting than the Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see Jordan disagree with any of that, so it sounds pretty definitive. Yeah.
And almost. Like the Beatles, we're bigger than Jesus.
Yeah. So we invited these two on.
Yeah, we
so
do
that
a
we
show
could do science.
Where we try things, extraordinary claims. And we thought we could
that's
use some.
That's this show.
That's this show.
Oh,
no, Ross and Carrie.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, people might have gotten lost in the grandeur of the pussy, what was it, avalanche and all these other things. Yeah. So welcome back to Oh, No, Ross and Carrie.
When we're actually, when you're. if you're in South America, it's a pussy cyclone.
Is that right?
It goes the opposite
it
direction.
Got it.
South of the equator.
Of course, yes.
And I hope all our listeners know that is not true. Water does not spin in a different direction on the other hemisphere. Before we even mention what this is, can I use this in here?
Yeah, you can vape in my recording studio that I bought on Craigslist.
Okay, all right, just checking.
So Ross is taking a puff on some sweet essential oils, which is what we're doing. Now, some people might say,
you already did an episode of essential oils.
Oh, contraire. This is different.
Yeah.
We've rubbed essential oils into our skin. Sure. Who hasn't done that?
Yeah.
But this is totally different,
you guys. It's essentially the same thing.
This is aromatherapy.
Plus
vaping. So we got a bunch.
Finally.
Yeah.
The crossover you've all been waiting
for. It's like when De Niro and Pacino finally shared the screen in Heat. It's like acting titans.
It's like Ali versus Superman.
Right.
Now, be honest. Had any of you ever heard of vaping essential oils before?
Carrie handed
you these sticks?
No. In fact, I believed that I was vaping marijuana the entire time.
So we got a bunch of emails asking us. When I say a bunch, I mean maybe four. Mm-hmm. But we got some emails asking us to do this. And I was like, Monk, what is that? And so we wrote to the delightful people at Monk.
M-O-N-Q.
Who was it that you wrote to? Tony Shalhoub?
what was the person's name?
Ariel.
She's perfectly nice. Ross is using that voice because...
Was it a she?
I think it was Ariel, like A-R-I-E-L-L-E.
Was it?
That seems like it'd be a lady.
Oh.
I think so.
I don't think that's how it was spelled, but okay.
Okay, well, I'm not sure either now. Well, he or she was perfectly nice, but
yes.
There's going to be a sad story here.
All right.
Anyway, we'll assume...
She died of vaping.
We'll assume Ariel's a lady
poisoning.
For this story. So she wrote back and was like, oh, yeah, we'd love to have you try our product. We'll send you some for free. This is great.
Yeah.
She sends us these four vapes
and
for
free. And
that's
like a $100 value?
$80 value. They're $20 each.
Holy moly. These are $20 a piece?
What you are holding in your hands.
So we said, well, this is perfect. We've been wanting to have Jordan and Jesse on. We can each use one. This is awesome.
We know they live the hashtag vape life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You guys blow fat clouds.
That's the main thing we're known for is hashtag vape life and blowing fat clouds.
Mm-hmm. Right. And
of course, our YouTube videos where we rhythmically vape to the music of Blink-182.
You have to release that now.
I love to Blink vape.
That is a real thing. That
is it?
Jesse and I do not do it, but there is someone who does that.
Okay. Yeah, what happens next, Ross?
Okay, so...
This is where you really shine.
They send us all of these. Carrie's handling all of this. She reached out to Monk. They sent it to her. She told me we had them. Great. I was still waiting for mine at this point. And Ariel keeps checking in to ask, like, hey, how's it going? When can we expect the episode? And Carrie keeps kind of going back and saying, oh, well, you know, it takes a while. And she explains our process. It might be a few months. We will definitely let you know. And then Ariel, you know, writes a few more messages. And so I check my email one night, and I haven't been participating in this conversation at all. And I just see this long list of pings from Ariel. And so I think Carrie's just forwarded me this conversation. And so I hit reply, and I could have sworn like it was just to you, but it was some like helpdesk.65F2386. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote back, Jesus Christ, Ariel, calm down.
and then I
click send.
Then I text Ross.
I think I'm showing Carrie some solidarity here.
Yeah, and then I text Ross some. Oh,
did you mean to send that to everybody?
Oh, boy.
And so
that is my nightmare, is accidentally replying.
Oh,
yeah.
Which I'm so scrupulous about, I thought.
Yeah, well, I mean, and I am so awful to my friends. Like, I will just say the worst thing in a text message because... I think my friends understand my tone. They probably read the text in my voice, which is never that aggressive.
And your friends are often comedy professionals.
Sure, and shock jocks.
The kind of people
Rodney
for whom...
Rodney on the Rock is your best friend.
Yes.
For whom...
I wouldn't call Rodney on the Rock a shock jock, but...
Like, if one of them...
Yes, he is one of my friends.
If one of them wanted to ask one of the others, will you marry me? They might say, for example... I wish you had been in the Twin Towers.
Sure.
Oh. Yeah. Right. Like, that's the level of brutality of mm-hmm. two comedy writers conversing.
But your friends are expecting this. So in other words, the context is there and what you do is completely appropriate. What I did, however, was incredibly rude and mean. So I had to immediately fall on my sword and apologize and say, I'm sorry, you did nothing wrong. I am a jerk. Mm-hmm. I apologize.
I mean, which was totally the right thing to do. But then I imagine Ariel opening her email and she gets this like, Jesus, calm down. I'm so sorry. That's yeah. totally rude of me. She's like, who's this bipolar dude?
Well, I mean, and I mean, I'm imagining the kind of person that does press outreach for a holistic vape company.
Uh-huh.
And this is probably the sweetest yoga enthusiast. No, like, I'm imagining
sure.
the kind of person, and they
you're
are probably...
You're making me feel worse.
No, yeah. Here's why you suck,
she's
Ross.
A, she's
here's
a
why
a
you're
hummingbird.
A monster.
She's
yeah,
an
I am imagining a sweet, well-meaning person who puts a bandana on
yeah.
their dog.
Uh-huh.
Probably is not used to the verbal assault.
Probably, of one Mr. Blotcher.
Probably hosts the all Ani DeFranco radio show on the community radio station that comes on immediately after our community
right,
radio
yeah.
show. Once they clear up the pussy avalanche.
Yeah.
At UC Santa Cruz, let's
yeah,
be specific.
Exactly.
But
Santa Cruz.
Thank God I can honestly say I fucking love vaping essential oils.
Do you?
Hey.
Yes.
I should have taken your Zen flavor to help with my anger management issues.
What did you have? You had healthy?
Healthy.
So all of our vapes have different qualities,
ooh,
right? Like they
yes.
are supposed to...
Yours is orange.
Imbue
does it light up orange?
No, the gem, I believe. Maybe we should also tell
yes.
the audience that these are tiny little wands with gems at the end that light
yes.
up when you take
so
a puff.
So when you inhale,
this
it
feels
lights
a little,
up like a cigarette.
This feels a little Captain Planet or something. Like we should all touch our gems together.
Oh, and it creates some sort of super vape.
I took an amazing photo of Jordan when he first got his at a bar.
Yeah.
That's very Bukowski.
Yeah,
very
I
great.
Do look. Yeah, I mean,
I'm excited to see these colors. Jesse's is yellow.
I guess mine is orange. I was imagining it as blue for some reason. But maybe I'm just crazy.
Wow, you're so zany.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you're probably just orange-blue colorblind.
That's true, yeah.
Okay,
they
so
are opposite ends of the color
wheel.
That's
a real problem if you're on the New York Mets.
Sure. All
right,
which
healthy,
one did you
healthy's
have, Jordan?
Green. What's orange?
So mine is vibrant, right?
Ooh.
Yes,
yeah.
Vibrant, that's right. Jesse had happy.
Yeah, mine is happy.
And mine was zen, which then I believe got lost in the trip on the way back from Wisconsin in the airport.
Oh, what
I
color
know,
was it?
But I vaped all of it, so
oh,
I got the
all
experience.
Of, you, like,
would
you
say
ran
that
out?
I'm pretty
vaped
sure
it
was
extensively?
At the end.
Just extensive vaping?
Yeah.
Full vape?
Yeah, it was vaped out. It was purple.
How could you tell? Or what happens when it runs out?
Just like it was, I don't know, you get that kind of like full-bodied steam when you puff a full puff of it, and
oh.
it was just like less of that.
Gotcha.
So you weren't be able to blow fat clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Once you were done.
So, you know, having my tail between my knees coming here, I was like, I need something. So I did get something from their competitor, Neutro Vape.
Smoke
this
it.
This is the energy. Now, I have to say Neutro Vape.
I mean, you're either a monk or you're a Neutro.
I have to say Neutro Vape. I haven't tried this yet, but it seems like they're cheating because they have two kinds, energy and sleep, and energy has caffeine in it. That's a cheat.
Sure. So that's not an essential oil.
That's
it
not just delivering, actually delivering on the thing.
Yeah,
that
I was going to say.
Yeah. And that's cheating.
Like, I mean, caffeine gives you energy. Like,
yeah. Right.
I'm
and
pretty
that's
sure.
That's not what I want. I want to subtly be convinced that I'm getting energy.
I'm not certain that fennel makes you happy, but I am confident that caffeine gives you energy.
Now, do you absorb caffeine through your nasal cavity? Okay, Carrie is
luxuriously
breathing in
vaping.
Mid vape
and blew it out through her mouth. There,
we're gonna stink up.
This one is red. Did yours light up?
Yeah, look.
Yeah, look.
Oh, it lights up green.
Podcast
it is red,
audience.
But it lights up green. This is like a Christmas special.
Carrie is also backlit against the one window that faces the outdoors right now. So this is like a. It's like a full-on glamour shot from a 1940s movie.
It's looking good from this angle.
You
Carrie,
put your,
do
you
this again.
Your,
I'm going to get a picture.
You should put your vape in one of those long cigarette holders.
I'm going to be real hyped up after this photo session caffeine, but I did say not to puff this more than 20 times in an hour.
Is there anything in the sleep one?
Mm-hmm.
NyQuil.
melatonin.
All right. I think you're at five,
so
we better count. So
these ones actually have active ingredients.
Yeah. So... fuck you. Do you want to try?
No, that one's the caffeine one. No,
yeah.
I can't.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So my caffeine gives you migraines, right?
Yeah, migraines. All
right,
I'll try it. This one's more flavorful. I like yours.
It's interesting.
Now, is it like fruity?
No, it's like minty.
Mm-hmm.
But with something else too, like fennel
or something. Yeah, yeah, it's not just pure. I like it.
So here was my, yes, I would like
can
to
Can I try yours, Jordan?
Yes, here we can all switch
these
vapes
around.
And we'll all
here you go, here's some healthy
get
for
each other's
carry.
Mouth sores.
Herpes for everyone.
Yay!
Okay, I'm trying healthy.
Wait, will someone give me a vape?
Oh.
All right. I still have my original vape.
Here, take Jesse's.
Get a new vape.
Take Jesse's. What? Why are you? Whoa.
Healthy tastes like mustard.
Does it?
Yeah. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I've lost all objectivity on that flavor.
Jordan,
yeah,
yours
mustard.
Is like minty, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the three flavors in mine with vibrancy are lemon, spearmint,
all right,
and
Jesse's.
Ginger. Okay.
Lemon, spearmint, and ginger. I can see how those are vibrant flavors.
Yeah, I mean, here was the issue with mine is that the times I would need to be vibrant, like the main time I would need to be vibrant, and kind of why I asked for this is because I have a pretty early start to my work day.
Which is ironic because your show is called At Midnight.
Yeah, right? You'd think it would roll in around 5 or 6 in the evening.
Yeah, maybe 10 p.m.
Yeah, right? Sorry to disappoint people who thought it was live for some reason, even though no one has ever said that.
Uh-huh. Sure.
So I would need to be kind of vibrant in the morning, but I also like a little cup of coffee when I get to the office.
Sure.
And
who doesn't?
I look forward to that. It's a treat, but the flavor of this vape is so powerful. And I found this, too, when I first tried it when we were at the bar, was that it really infects everything you're putting in your mouth with its taste. I remember when we were at the bar, we had some nice, I think a nice seasonal brew and some tots.
Those were good tots.
Those were very, these are excellent tots.
Yeah.
What type of tots?
These were
thank you for asking.
Tater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A tater tot, but it was almost mashed potatoes in the center.
This was kind of a bigger, I think they make the tots in-house. I think this is an in-house tot. It was
definitely
a bigger kind of
an artisanal tot.
And more of a tiny potato cake than it was a tie.
Yes, yes. And then like a real fried outside, like kind of almost like a potato pancake outside.
Sure.
Very browned.
But I felt I found
I went to Carnegie Mellon to learn tater tot artisanry myself.
Wow. I love melons.
So yeah, I found having this and then putting something in your mouth, it's just the flavor is so strong. Yeah, when I was sucking a dick, I couldn't fully enjoy that nice thick one in my mouth.
Yeah.
And you know, it is fun to vape it, and it's a nice taste. It's like having the, you know, extra $2 car wash air freshener in your mouth, and I mean that in a nice way.
Huh. Didn't know there was a nice way.
Yeah, yeah. But it really I had to ask myself, will I be eating or drinking any time in, you know, the next half an hour? Because that's how long that flavor sticks around for.
Wow.
Have any of you ever smoked before?
Well, yes, but very little.
Okay.
I've vaped for sure.
Okay.
So
you
vaping
have.
Is different from smoking,
right.
Just to clarify.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
never...
I've done a little, like, I've puffed on a cigarette twice.
Oh.
And I've done extensive vaping.
Did you inhale?
Yeah, but it was very hard.
No, boxers or briefs.
Yeah.
It was really hard to like convince my lungs to open with a cigarette.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I never smoked except, this is for you, Kara. I once did a hookah.
Mm.
That's right.
So you've never smoked cigarettes or pot or anything else? Really?
No.
Interesting.
And there was like a small part of me that was kind of like, oh, well, I'm kind of happy that I never have. And then Carrie's like, oh, I have these Monk vapes for us. And all right.
You still haven't smoked.
All right. No. Yes, that's true. Yeah, I've vaped now. And I thought my wife would be upset like when she found out I was doing this. Mm-hmm. But she wasn't. But both her and my son like thought that was ridiculous seeing smoke come out of my nose.
Yeah,
it's the most absurd thing.
I've never smoked cigarettes, never used a vape, never smoked marijuana. I free-based cocaine. Does that count?
No.
Is that all true, or is that just a good setup?
No, that was just a good setup. It is true. It's true. I have never. I also, like you, Ross, have never smoked anything. I've never used marijuana. I've never smoked cigarettes.
Yeah.
I've never used a vape. I've never even taken a drag on a hookah.
Okay.
My son is obsessed. So he wanted to know what a corn cob pipe was around Christmas.
Sure, makes sense.
Because of Frosty the Snowman.
Sure. Yep.
And he's like, I get the button nose.
I was like, did he read Huck Finn or something? Where did he get that?
So it's from Frosty the Snowman. We explained what it was, and then he said, well, what if he wanted one? Mm-hmm. And we said, oh, you know, we don't really smoke pipes because it's bad for you. You could get sick. Mm-hmm. Now my son is completely obsessed with any smoke making everyone around him die. And he specifically refers to all smoking implements as corn cob pipes.
Oh, that's adorable. Which son?
My son's Simon. He's 14.
My son is 15, and he just told me the other day that he plans to never vape or smoke anything in his life.
Aww. He's a square just like that.
Exactly. He's a square. I remember I took him to the Body Worlds exhibit many years ago.
And I fainted there.
Oh, did you? Mm-hmm. For anyone who hasn't heard of it, like all these body parts are replaced with plastic. And so essentially you're seeing, you know, everybody's vital organs, but they've cell by cell, it's been kind of replaced with plastic so that it preserves. Anyways, yeah, they had a blackened lung there. They had normal, healthy lungs, and they had, these are the lungs of a smoker. And I think that really imprinted on my son. Mm. He now thinks of that whenever he sees someone smoking.
What were you looking at when you fainted, Carrie?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I actually legitimately...
The prices at the gift shop.
Oh, boy.
That coffee table book is overpriced.
So you can't even conjure the image because you might faint again.
It's making me feel a little lightheaded, so I'm going to say it real quickly, but like, we really shouldn't hang on it because I actually will faint. Anything about the vascular system will make me pretty lightheaded, and it was some veins.
So the concept here is pretty simple. How does this actually work? So there's a chamber in here that has, should I take this apart right now?
Sure.
No, that could cause an explosion.
Could it?
I don't think so.
Isn't exploding vapes a big problem?
Is it?
I believe that exploding vape. Kara, will you please Google exploding vape and demonstrate to these people that exploding vapes is a significant problem in the vape community?
You're thinking of hoverboards.
Which
is an overlapping audience.
I think hoverboards explode. Uh-huh. I think vapes explode. It has
Snapchat
to do
Snapchat explodes.
It has to do with
odd
shoddy,
future explodes.
Shoddy
anything
batteries.
Teens love.
Something about shoddy batteries.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm impressed, cool. Carrie, that you were able to actually exhaust yours, because I've used this extensively,
every
day.
It takes 200, I think.
Oh, that's how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? I would swear that I've taken more than that. Interesting. Mm.
Oh, no, I really liked it. Was real into it. So mine had Lang Lang in it, and I like Lang Lang a lot.
Lang Lang
smells.
The Chinese pianist?
Lang Lang, the flower.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was a flower.
I really
genuinely was not trying to be difficult.
No, I believe you. When I was a kid, I'm so glad. Ross is nonstop vaping right now, trying to get to the ends. Wonderful. Great radio. When I was a kid, I decided I was going to collect smells because I liked them so much, and I set up a bunch of jars.
God, you
and
were
I tried
dumb.
To,
Jesus
I
did, Christ.
No, for real, I tried to put little things in them that all had different smells, and I remember, like, there was alfalfa, and there were different flowers and stuff, and I would show them to people, and then, like, 2 weeks later, they were all the smell of rotten.
Something that had been in a jar for a week,
I did a really similar experiment recently with collecting smells.
Okay.
Where I walked my dog past a dead squirrel.
Did we find anything on exploding vapes?
Yeah.
Oh.
Two thumbs up.
Thumbs up meaning
all vapes
there
explode.
Are exploding vapes?
All right.
Okay.
I will disassemble this.
Colin indicated deaths from exploding vapes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I will take this apart at home and take pictures and hopefully not explode.
I bet it'll be fine, but whatever.
But
what is the mechanism, though? How does this work?
I have no idea how this works.
Okay,
I'm guessing by the gem at the end, it's some sort of spell.
But the general idea is that, like, steam instead of combustion is making the essential oil steam into your person.
Somehow it's heating up a very thin trail of this oil that's in a reservoir in here somewhere, and it gives you the vapors.
And then the idea, of course, is that aromatherapy does its work, and whichever combination of smells you have these specific effects. So yours makes you feel healthy, Jordan's makes you feel vibrant, Jesse's makes you feel happy. So Jesse, after you vaped yours, did you feel happier?
No. Of course not. That's ridiculous.
Well.
I totally felt more zen after mine.
Did you?
Yeah. I think,
boy, happy is so specific.
Yeah.
And zen is so general.
Okay.
Like zen, I don't think there are, you know, there are chemicals in one's brain that creates happiness, but maybe zen is... I feel like zen is so general.
Why any quiet, peaceful activity could generate zen?
Sure.
Sure. I mean, I have a hair,
like a nice hairbrush, like one of those Mason Pearson brushes, the ones that are really expensive. If you wrote zen on it, mm-hmm. and then you said you just have to brush your hair 100 yeah. times, it feels nice.
The music of Sufjan Stevens. Every song should be called zen.
Yeah.
So the question is, what could you not put zen on and have it induce that experience?
Monster
Jackhammer. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That book, Ready Player One, that made me very angry.
Did it?
Yeah.
I want to read that. Oh. I keep trying to talk my book club into it. They're not
Jordan
having it.
Jordan and I were talking about it earlier. He liked it. I did not.
But right. I get not liking it.
I'm excited about Ross's description of these things as giving you the vapors.
Yeah.
Not unlike Carrie gets the vapors from the vascular system.
True.
I get the vapors from, of course, hip-hop legend Biz Markie.
So, Jordan, when you smoked yours, did you feel vibrant?
Vibrant is more general, but also no. No.
Okay.
I had fun smoking it, but I don't think it increased my pep or vibrancy.
Okay.
It was kind of nice and made my car smell nice sometimes. But
what were the lemongrass?
We got lemon ginger spearmint.
So that's a nice combination. I want to tell you guys what my combination of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you guys are like, Ross, what was yours?
Okay. So mine is.
Mine was great.
To make me healthy, and it is cinnamon, marjoram, and turmeric.
Okay.
And mine was Lang Lang, frankincense, and rose. I think it was lovely.
Okay, so mine was vanilla, good start, thyme, and fennel. So it immediately goes from ice cream to chicken dinner with no, like, and it really.
No buffer ingredient.
It really tasted like a vanilla roast chicken.
Oh, weird.
That sounds really gross.
Wait, I want to try yours again. Yeah.
See, because I think Ross's tastes like mustard.
You're really selling it. His is the color of mustard. I like that they light up. It's pretty nifty.
Yeah, the lighting up is cool. I definitely like feeling like a secret wizard. Like when I'm carrying it around, I'm like, ooh, these people don't even know I'm a wizard. I have a little wand in my pocket.
I feel like I just don't even taste the vanilla in yours.
I think that's because we've been so vaping.
I do think it deadens the taste buds a little bit.
Yeah.
It does. I think you're spot on though with that description.
And what was strange about it is that after you do it, not only does it hang around on your palate and flavor everything else, but if you're doing it properly, and the instructions say you're not supposed to take it into your lungs, so you're just taking it into your mouth and then out your nose, I took it into my lungs accidentally, so I'm probably going to die of vape poisoning.
Oh, what does that happen? Is that bad?
He said taking it. No, I don't think it's that bad. I think they just don't know what's in it, and so it could poison you.
When Ross is like swallowing it.
I don't know how much nose hair you guys have, but the inside of my nose is pretty hirsute, and so when
that means hairy, everyone.
When I inhaled and then exhaled through my nose, the whole world smelled like a vanilla chicken dinner for like 40 minutes afterwards.
Wow!
I find it dries up my whole mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
I semi-regularly will use a marijuana vape.
Wow. Very hip.
For
very
my
cool.
anxiety.
Sure.
If my doctor is listening, you know, the one in that strip mall with the Wendy's.
Yeah.
It's a real one-stop shop.
Got it.
I don't have to re-park, which
Got
is nice.
It. Yeah, that is good. Don't drive while high, folks.
Yeah. I use that, you know, from time to time, and it also is flavored.
Right.
You can buy little cartridges, each of which has a different flavor to the hash oil. Boy, the flavor of that does not stick around at all. That's been my only other vaping experience has been that weed vape. And boy, this was so much more powerful and lingering than the
weed
version. Sure,
this is all essential oil.
It's interesting to hear, especially since you can compare it to something else. That's cool.
How does it compare in terms of the experience of the vape? Is it like a very similar vape experience?
Yeah. Yes, it is very. It doesn't have a gem on the end. So
bummer.
Points against.
Yeah.
Now most vapes you can like refill them, right? This is a use it and then throw it away.
Lose it. Yep. Yeah.
Use it and then throw it. just throw it as hard as you can into a unpopulated area.
Nope.
And just cover your ears while it explodes. Or throw it into a car with your enemies.
Two Hiroshima bombs.
Yeah. Ross, we didn't hear. Does that make you feel healthier?
Now, I've been relatively healthy. You know, we've been taking this for well over a month now. Though every now and then, like, I'll start coughing. And I'm like, oh, this feels unhealthy. And I'll go and start vaping this. Didn't help my cough.
Interesting.
It made me cough more. Yeah, I'm not going to say it made me feel any healthier. I didn't get sick.
Sure. Okay.
During this time.
All right.
Just for background with mine that was happy, I feel like this is important. I'm an unhappy person.
Okay.
I'm pretty anhedonic. Don't find a lot of pleasure in most activities. So it might not be the vape's fault. It might just be a matter of, you know, if there's a baseline, I'm so far below the baseline.
But if anything should pull you out of it, it should be.
It should be a great vape.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
I mean, who among
Or grape ape.
That is rated for happiness.
Now, Jesse.
What do you guys like, a great vape or a grape ape?
A great ape, great vape, grape vape. Aw.
Yeah.
Grape ape, great vape?
Great ape, grape vape.
A grape vape and a great ape.
A great ape, grape vape.
Now, which do you guys like? Unique or New York?
Yeah.
Unique New York. Unique
Red leather or yellow leather?
When the rhyming is over, would you
These are tongue twisters. Yeah. Black bug's blood. Black bug's blood.
I'm curious to hear.
Golf goth.
You know what would make me happy right now? A toy boat.
That would be nice.
Carrie, you were trying to say something of substance.
No, I don't. I'm not on any. I'm not. I am on. Who knows? Maybe this affects it. I've been using an anticonvulsant.
Oh, for your migraines.
Yeah, for my migraines. Mm-hmm. Well, something called gabapentin.
Oh, okay.
So far, Carrie, you are the only one who has expressed utility.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's what's interesting about that.
Carrie is reaching
for dramatic effect.
Reaching down into her book.
So I looked up the best meta-analysis I could of aromatherapy.
Yes.
And it was by Brian Cook and Edzard Ernst. I'm sure Ross has heard of Edzard Ernst. Have you guys ever heard of Edzard Ernst?
Oh, who hasn't heard of Edzard Ernst?
Your favorite doctor, Edzard Ernst.
Oh, I thought he was the bassist from The Cars.
Trick or Treatment, right? Cars.
Yeah, he wrote Trick or Treatment. He's a really great doctor who goes through and looks at alternative medicine and other treatments that are just sort of on the fringe and really gives them like a good thorough review to see if they're on the level or not. And he's very fair, I think.
He really does
give them the credit they deserve. So he and his partner did a systematic review of aromatherapy, and they looked at a bunch of different studies together, which is what a meta-analysis is, and they found that aromatherapy is good for one thing, and it is.
Boners.
Relieving anxiety. So Zen would pretty much be the one
thing
it might kind of work for.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
Then. How come I can't get a boner if I don't smell cinnamon?
That's a personal
Hey, mine has cinnamon. We gave you the wrong one.
Christmas-based erectile dysfunction.
And even then, the effect it does have is very short-lived. They were very quick to say, like, listen, if you have long-term anxiety, don't rely on lighting candles. You should be seeing a doctor.
Sure.
But yeah, short-term. Also, a lot of the studies were done alongside massage. And, of course, that's going to have a pretty... laxative effect. You're going to poop yourself.
Is there a good control when it comes to studies?
That's something else they mentioned, is that it's very hard to blind. Because if you know the smell of rose, and rose is supposed to cure whatever, headaches.
Pretty sure that's vanilla. No, it's rose.
Then it's going to be really hard for me to set up a study where I'm like, no, this is the fake rose smell. That's going to be really hard to blind for you. So they did do like some studies that at least were single blinded, where the researcher didn't know who was getting what. But yeah, there are like some issues.
So we're talking about blinding, which of course is removing vision. We have the word deaf for removing sound. There's no ready adjective, is there, for like not being able to smell?
There's a medical one.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying like you know,
yeah, in the vernacular.
It's like a common term that we would use.
What is that word? Colin and Kara, What's the word for not having a sense of smell? Someone's looking it up.
Yeah, if only there Agnosia. Were two producers sitting outside the studio right now.
Well, they're busy trying to capture the Pokemon gym in the area.
Which I did on my way here.
Ross currently is the Pokemon master of, apparently.
I was immediately thrown out of the gym. It's a hotly contested
hot gym
here.
Anosmia.
Anosmia is a dope name.
That was very close to what I speculated just moments ago. All right.
Anosmic.
Deaf, dumb,
that sounds like
anosmic.
The other guy on a rap song featuring anosmia.
Totally.
Something
Atmosphere featuring anosmia. It would be like one of those white emo rap groups.
Yeah.
Now, I want you all to know that Ono, Ross, and Carrie is supported in part by Squarespace.
Yeah, whether you need a landing page, a beautiful gallery, a professional blog, or an online store, it's all included with your Squarespace website.
What if I need all of those things, Carrie?
If you need all of them, they are all there. You're really not paying attention.
Sequentially? Simultaneously? Yes. Both?
Now, if you only wanted two and not the other...
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
You're going to get...
You can pick and choose.
What if I want three? That's 50% more than two.
That's fine. You guys are really...
Squarespace is a miracle!
I know.
Having a website is important, and it's hard work, A, to set it up, B, to maintain it. Mm-hmm. On Squarespace, you know it's going to be secure, it's taken care of, and there's all these ready templates that you can load up and have a professional-looking site right off the bat.
Yeah. Now, I'm a fishmonger. Do you think that Squarespace could help me mong?
Yeah.
Could I put up pictures of my fish?
You could put up pictures of your fish.
Descriptions of my fish?
Yeah.
Recipes?
You could put up links. You could put up a store.
Mong news?
Yeah, you could mong it right there from the website.
Wow.
You could get a free custom domain.
I should probably figure out the shipping situation first, but it sounds like, do they do e-commerce?
There are stores, yes, tools for creating your own online store.
You need to figure out shipping, like how to ship it out, or you don't have ships yet.
Well, my best idea so far is those, priority mail prepaid envelopes.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just throw a filet in there or a whole fish or whatever.
You have bigger business problems than website problems.
If you sign up now, you get a free custom domain for the first year. So you could get jessefishmonger.com. It is available.
Let's go ahead and register lastweekscatch.pizza.
Start your free trial today at squarespace.com/ohno.
O-H-N-O.
To get 10% off your first purchase.
Squarespace.
Build it beautiful. So listen,
yes.
Jordan, is it?
Mm-hmm.
What would you give vaping aromatherapy oils on a pseudoscience rating, where one is something not at all pseudoscientific?
This is complicated, but go ahead.
Pay attention.
I'll try and parse it.
Jordan, up to 5 forks.
Okay, sure.
You can count each tine on the fork.
If you guys listened to every episode of Ono, Ross, and Carrie, this would neither take you by surprise nor be confusing. So deal the fuck with it.
Carrie, I make podcasts. I don't listen to them.
That's fair.
It's hard to do
for
both.
Appearing on.
Okay, so one is something not at all pseudoscientific, like the theory of evolution.
Okay.
Well supported by a mountain of evidence.
But it's just a theory.
No, we're not doing this. Ten is
devil's advocate.
What?
Hey, God put the dinosaur bones there to trick us.
Okay, you're
Jordan,
right.
Devil's advocate? Yeah. More like angel's advocate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, Jordan, that would be a 10.
Okay.
And that's a 10,
Something. Okay. So one.
You, a classic example of a guy who's been tricked by the dinosaurs.
So one is something that is true, and five is something that
ten.
Ten is hucksterism.
Yes.
It's a shim sham.
It's pretending to be science, but it's not.
And we're evaluating this with respect to the claims that they're making.
That's right.
Not with respect to how much we enjoy the experience.
That's right.
Yes.
Correct.
So I like this. Mm-hmm. It was fun to do.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that it lit up. I enjoyed the feeling as though I was a wizard or I had a secret wand in my pocket.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I think that it probably doesn't do what it tells you it's going to do. But maybe in the case of relaxation or zenning out, maybe that has some coincidental links.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to go ahead and say 9, a really pleasant, nice bullshit.
Okay, fair enough, Jesse.
Wait, which one's science and which one's
science is one, pseudoscience is 10.
Okay, so I would say I think I'm right there with Jordan because mine claimed to make me happy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it had any – I don't think the essential oils acted upon me in such a way as to make me happy.
When it lit up, you did not light up.
However, I wouldn't say that, Ross, because – the kind of general feeling of bonhomie brought on by me doing this dumb shit in my office where I'm the boss did make me somewhat happy. Like the fact that I could walk up to somebody and be like, hey, want to vape with me? And then blow some fat clouds.
Uh-huh.
Which, of course, is like in direct opposition to my public persona.
Sure.
It was a lot of fun. I'm going to say 7 because it kind of made me happy to do dumb shit with this dumb thing.
Nice. Yeah, I would say that if mine had been called happy, I would give it more points for that because there are little benefits like that I could point to, like, oh, that was a silly moment or that was fun. Mine said healthy, though, and there's nothing about this, you know, my mouth drying out or my coughing fit slightly increased that would make me say that this made me feel healthier or that I would think this is something to use to get healthy. They don't seem to push it that hard on the website. They're not making a strong claim like, this is your best way to get healthy. This is your best way to achieve
That's
Zen.
That's true.
I think they feel that the light and the vaping experience is enough of a sell.
Yeah, it's the vape equivalent of one of those smooth rocks that has a word written on it.
Yeah.
You know those?
Yeah.
Those inspirational rocks.
That someone will have a nice little plate of in their house.
Because they're not making any like really strong claims like, this is scientifically proven to help you, I'll give them a 7.
Although it does say scientifically backed on there.
I'll give them an 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm, because of my special circumstance where I got Zen, and that's the one that kind of was best supported, and I did feel blissed out.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 5. I feel like it's right there in the middle for the particular thing I got. Yeah.
Speaking of particulars, what kind of particulate matter, like being absorbed through your nose, can like really interact with your body? Like I was wondering that when you're talking about caffeine. Can caffeine, like, be absorbed through your nasal cavity?
Yeah, questionable. That
and this
I
one says,
don't know.
Mine says that it has fiberglass in it. Is that going to be a problem?
What? Uh-oh.
It says shard form in parentheses.
Shard?
Mine says
when it explodes, yes.
Don't worry
mine
about
says
it.
Angry souls. I don't know if that's... It screams when I inhale.
Mine says, on the plus side, mine does say may contain fat clouds.
Oh.
Oh, you know what? This this package says cmonk.com/disclaimer. I'm going to look that up.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, you tell us more about your experience.
Is. Oh, that's it. 5. Yeah. I mean, for obvious reasons, right? Like mine kind of matched up with the one thing that the evidence matches up with. So.
How fat a cloud can you blow? 1 to 10. 10? 1?
I can blow a pretty sweet cloud.
Okay. Let me give you the.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You can't start rating before I give
you
the rating
system.
I said sweet.
I didn't say the number.
1. 1 is a, if anything, is the narrowest cloud. Like you imagine, if you imagine just a plane that's coming out of your mouth, not an airplane, but a geometric plane.
Oh, a line, perhaps.
Yeah,
like
so that's
a line segment.
Very narrow cloud.
Right.
And then if you imagine 10 is the fattest cloud imaginable, a cloud so fat that it's fatter.
Your cloud's than so fat.
It's a cloud so fat that when it sits around the house, it really sits around the house.
Okay.
How fat a cloud can you blow, Carrie?
Are you going to make me blow it?
Yeah.
Okay. See, well, then I'm going to really undersell it. How about I'll blow one for you and you tell me?
What
okay.
do we? I think we should all blow at the same time and see if the clouds will
I
all
get
meet
pictures
in the
of
middle.
You guys
and maybe
blowing.
Someone okay. can.
Yeah, wait, let me read this disclaimer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it really smells like college in here right now.
The statements and products referred to throughout this site have not been evaluated nor approved of by the FDA.
Sure. Or any professional person.
Now, that's an interesting point because I remember when we did our the ab belts.
Mm-hmm, the flex belts.
Flex belts. We mentioned there that they were like approved by the FDA. And one of my friends contacted me and let me know for that sort of product, that just means like the FDA has shown that it's not going to hurt anybody.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Here it hasn't even been evaluated or approved of.
Yeah, there's a machine that is FDA approved to treat migraine
Tens?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It just zaps your head.
Yeah, yeah.
And that has been evaluated on the same basis.
Oh, okay.
It's like FDA, my doctor was like, yeah, I mean, it's FDA approved. You won't be injured by it.
Uh-huh.
Knock yourself out. Not literally. So it goes on. Monk is not a medical product, and Monk is not intended, they always capitalize Monk, M-O-N-Q, is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Monk is simply a television program that you can watch with your mom without worrying that either of you will get too bored.
I've never actually seen Monk.
Monk's
fun. It's a fun show, yeah.
Tony Shalhoub is
everyone
great.
Everyone is nodding. Yeah. Everyone's nodding and making a mouth face that says, like, it's fine.
It created, actually, by by a wonderful podcaster, Andy Breckman of 7 Second Delay.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So, anyway, it goes on, but essentially it tells you go to a real doctor if you need doctor-y things
sure.
done to you.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool. Okay, before we go to the next rating, are we going to try to blow fat clouds?
Yeah.
I can't say fat clouds.
So I think
I
we should do, instead of doing them simultaneously, I think we should do them sequentially. So Carrie's going to blow fat clouds first.
Mm. All right.
Mine has caffeine in it.
I'm going to get video
fat,
of this.
Fat.
Go, Carrie.
Okay, Carrie's inhaling. Her gem is green.
Just to be clear,
she's taking it into her lungs, which you're not supposed to do. Hers is very sensual. But not super fat.
I feel like we should say we're not body shaming these clouds.
No, not at all.
We think that clouds are beautiful. Real clouds have curves.
Sure.
And that the clouds are brave.
Yeah.
And beautiful.
Yeah.
And I think that they can be
I
president
think
if
you're,
they want to. Okay,
I think
sorry.
You're avoiding.
Okay, Michael. Okay, here's me.
Jordan's doing his sideways like a corncob pipe. It's sticking up in the air like he was Popeye. He actually looks a little bit like Popeye while doing it. His cloud has literally extended all the way across mm-hmm. the room to Carrie. That was yeah. pretty remarkable.
It dissipated quickly,
yeah.
but it had volume.
Yeah, okay.
Much like my sexual performance.
All right, Jesse's up.
Okay. It was fast and loud.
It's happy time over in Jesse's corner.
He's sucking, blowing.
Oh, all through
out
the nose.
The nose. Pretty fat.
Oh,
pretty
oh,
fat.
There's a round
and there's
two.
There's some residue. There was a sub cloud after the primary cloud. Pretty fat. Pretty fat. Ross.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right, take over the video camera and carry. Okay. All right. Let's see what we can do here.
Ross is glowing green.
No, hold on. Let me do this again. Yeah, let me do this again.
Fault. After a embarrassing.
Oh, that was fun.
There we go.
First,
that was a pretty good
round.
Cloud.
It was a good cloud.
That was
the
more distance than volume. But
after
that was
the mulligan,
who blows the fattest clouds?
I think that was an impressive,
Jordan.
More of a distance run.
I feel like yeah,
yeah.
Well, I feel like Carrie's was the fattest.
Ooh.
Congratulations,
if I'm being honest,
Carrie.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Okay, Carrie wins.
Thank you. I'm also real hyped up.
Yeah.
No, actually, I don't feel any effects from this yet. So, yeah, I wonder if you do absorb caffeine through vaping it.
Because you would feel the effect now.
You'd think.
Can I suggest something, Carrie?
Yeah.
Have you thought about trying it rectally?
No, I haven't. That's the
Neither
next,
have
that's
I.
That's the next episode.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen and lady, what would you give this on a pocket drainer scale where one is something not very pocket draining, like you're walking down on the street here, you know, around the lake, mm-hmm. and someone just hands you one of these and says, like, hey, man, here's a vape. Mm-hmm. And then 10 is something very pocket draining. You go to buy one of these, and they're all out. And you can't even order them through the website. You can only order it from someone who has...
A vape scalp.
Yes, mm-hmm. a vape scalp, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, I can give you this for $200.
So this costs $20 in real life, and mm-hmm. you get 200 vapes out of it, roughly?
Mm-hmm.
10 cents a vape.
So
although the Nutro vape was only $7 on Amazon Prime.
That's pretty good.
So that's about 10 cents a vape, Ross.
It sounds right.
About mm-hmm. a dime a vape.
Yeah.
So 10 vapes a dollar?
And
what's
200.
That Canadian? Colin, can you help me out here?
Wait, so we're saying, would we pay the
sticker price? Use number ratings.
Okay.
But no, no. But
how
know.
Likely are we to pay the sticker price?
No. How, so the question.
How much does this cost? How that much has a definitive answer. I don't have
the question is how expensive, how ludicrously expensive is this?
Is
where 10
good...
is like, that's too expensive. And 1 is like, that's a reasonable amount. That's cheap.
Yeah.
What's the value?
Sure.
What you're getting for your money?
You know, I think this is a. So 10. So 1
10
is.
10 is too expensive.
Too expensive.
1 is cheap.
I think this is probably a 6. It's a, you know, it's a nice thing. It's a, I think along the lines of a scented candle or a little bit nicer shampoo than I would usually use. So something maybe I would treat myself to.
And equally classy.
Yeah, of course.
If you combine the two, wow.
I'm gonna head over to Bergdorf Goodman's to pick up some scented vapes.
Yeah.
What do you
Let's
say,
say six.
Okay. I'm gonna say six. 7. I feel like you do get a lot of vapes out of it. I don't mind the form factor. I like that jewel. Uh-huh. I feel like there's a lot of value in that glowing jewel.
We could probably sell the jewels afterwards.
That's a good point.
I do think if we touch tips and do this, something magical is going to happen.
But I would say, I'm going to say 7, because that $20, that's a little bit of sticker shock for me.
Mm-hmm.
I would be more comfortable with it at the price that you, at $10, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel the same way. I actually, before the show, I was thinking about going and getting more Zen ones because I just liked them so damn much.
Mm-hmm.
But I kept thinking I wish these were 10. If they were 10,
sure.
I'd feel good about buying a 3.
Can I tell you something
around.
That like I feel about it? Like if I was like a automotive critic, you know how they always talk about interior materials? Like how nice the dashboard seems? It has a nice heft to it. I would like a conductive surface on the outside, like a metal outside so it feels cool in my hand and it warms up when I'm vaping.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
If it's going to be $20.
If it's for $20.
Right.
They're trying to offer this as a premium product.
Right. Mm. Whereas this one, the one I'm holding, the Neutro vape, that's $7, does feel cheaper.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that makes sense. It was $7.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's more of a working essential oil vape stick.
Yeah, let me hold that one. Yeah, it's much smaller, it feels lighter, cheaper, and doesn't have the fancy jewel.
Yep.
So you do get some added benefit. Harold, I'm going to get a picture of these two next to each other.
What numbers are you guys giving?
So now Ross and I also pay for incredibly expensive things that are worth much less. So I do have to give this a slightly lower number with that in mind, you know, just because of the scope of things. But I'd still say it's too expensive, so I'm going to give it a 5.
That's funny you'd say that. I was leaning towards 4, again, because I don't think this is going to do what it's kind of loosely advertised to do, but, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's very much a one-time thing. I want to go back and, like, hey, I need to refill it, or I need a new one. So I had fun with the experience and kind of psyching out my family. I kept trying to use it at work and hoping someone would walk by and be shocked, but that was like when no one would walk by. When I did that. So
let's be honest. No one's shocked. At this point, it's like you've been sitting there at your office desk like with no shirt on and a bunch of cupping cups on your back.
That's true. People have come to
People
expect
are aware of your
from
secret life.
Ross crazy did wear, literally Ross. Wear the flex belt to work.
Hmm.
I did. Yes. Yeah. My coworkers in particular know I'm crazy. So, I'll give it a 4. I don't think it's too much of a rake over the coals.
Plus, Ross, I've been to your office. There's a liquor bar there.
Yeah.
So, you
He's know. Been to the workroom.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Well, what about creepiness? Is this creepy? Does anyone think this is creepy?
Yeah, let's
you
quickly
mean, like,
vote this down.
Spooky or
yeah.
like something
a, lot of things
a douchebag
we do are...
would do?
Spooky.
Is
does
there
this
a
seem like
factor?
Something that someone who had horse tranquilizers in his pocket would use? Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, not date rapey. Does anyone feel this is spooky creepy?
No.
No, yeah. It's just, it's a kind of a silly, crunchy granola thing, which is not the worst kind of thing to be.
Uh-huh.
I'm not creeped out by this at all. And if someone told me that using one of these, really changed their life, I would maybe try and suppress an eye roll, but I would be happy for them.
Yeah.
Like, if I was walking down a dark alley and I saw, like, this green gem light up out of nowhere, this would be the least spooky thing that could have that glow. So, yeah, I'm giving it a one.
I'd like to see an atmospheric noir film predicated upon a villain who hides in dark corners vaping.
It couldn't be a black and white noir film because...
You wouldn't be able to tell what flavor they were.
Yeah, making. Exactly. Right, you need to know the color, but... Yeah, it could be like Schindler's List, where you colorize just the one element.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that there are alternative flavors for darker purposes? More nefarious flavors?
There is one.
Like jittery or
nightshade.
Discomfited.
There is one for making you horny. That's, I think, the closest they come.
Guys, I don't need a vape for that.
Oh,
not
shit.
Not with Ross in the room.
Yeah. With my cinnamon.
This might be the time to mention that Jesse and his wife are expecting a baby.
Yay. Yeah.
Hey.
Congratulations.
I didn't vape that one up, guys.
Hey.
did that the old-fashioned way.
Yep.
Yeah. The bad effects.
Rectal vaping.
Yeah. Does the horny vape, is that a Monk product? Or is that a... Okay.
Yeah, is it really? Why didn't we get that one?
They didn't send it. They didn't think we needed it.
All right, send it. We'll do a follow-up if you send us the horny one.
Yeah.
I don't think Ariel's talking to you.
Right here, right now.
I burned that bridge. I'm
Guys,
so sorry, Ariel.
Let's meet back here. No shirt, no shoes. Yes, service. Have you guys investigated the Landmark Forum? Speaking of Landmark?
Not yet, but it's on our 8-page list of things to do.
Cool.
It is now that we have done Scientology, it's probably our number one requested. No, there's a couple others that eclipse it, but
I went to that with a cute girl in high school once.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we have it down with your name next to it.
You just wanted me to join this cult?
Go back to the pussy avalanche. okay, well, we've talked about the danger. What is the danger rating on this gentleman? On a scale of 1 to 10, where something is not very dangerous, but 10 is one of these things exploding and sending shrapnels of fiberglass into your nasal passages.
So I'm going to start by saying that I believed I felt safe while doing it. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't always mean that you are safe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, the feeling of safety and actual safety are two different things.
Hmm.
When I mentioned that I thought that
it's
maybe
a very
these
good
things,
sane officer talk.
Yeah.
When I mentioned that I thought these things might explode sometimes, we threw it to our producers. We got two producers working on the show. This is very fully staffed. Colin and Kara did a little bit of research. Then Colin pressed his face against the window with two thumbs up, meaning very explosive. And then he did the signal for death.
The universal symbol for cutting someone's head off.
Uh-huh. Yeah. In this case, I think it would be vape exploding someone's head off.
Right. Yes.
Or ISIS is here.
So is 10 dangerous or safe?
10 is dangerous.
So I'm going to give it an 8.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. All right.
Okay, fine.
No, cool. No, we're not trying to talk you down.
Do it.
No, we're just impressed.
Classic vape
Jordan.
Shaming.
Oh, 10. This will kill me. this will be what kills me. Probably before this episode comes out.
Great. Ross, this is great. We will look
song.
So temperate with yeah. these guests. What are you going to say?
I was going to say 2. I'll say 3. I'm guessing it's not a good idea to run these extra particulate matters through your nasal passages. I do feel the effect of it drying out my tongue and mouth. And I don't know, I feel probably long term like there might be some deleterious effects. I can't say what they would be. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It doesn't seem like the healthiest thing in the world. But I would point to that as being the potential danger, not sudden death by explosion. But we'll find out later when I take this apart to take pictures of it if I die.
R.I.P. Ross.
In which case, posthumously, 10.
When you take it apart, will you promise me that you'll wear a bicycle helmet?
All right.
Okay, great.
That is my promise to you. And I didn't set a 1. A 1 on the danger scale is taking over a Pokemon gym.
I feel the same. I feel like the danger is in the potential long-term exposure to the stuff that's in here. I did see that they don't use this long fucking word that I always see associated with vaping. There's this one thing they used to put in vaporizers that it turns out is very bad for you and carcinogenic, and some people still use it and some don't. They don't use that thing.
Oh.
So that's good.
Asbestos.
No, dimethyl cancer toffin. They don't use that, so that's good.
That's one of the worst of the toffin family. Yeah.
Asbestos, we can tell. It's not in
here. Very good.
You're really not on fire.
Yeah.
It's a fire retardant. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, I mean, it's just like anything else. Until something's been on the market for a couple decades, you just never know.
From a scientific perspective, And I am a scientist. I've been known to drop science. My recommendation is that instead of using your mouth to vape it,
use
it rectally.
Butt.
Yeah, keep sure. going back to this.
For safety's sake. For safety's sake.
Anyway, I'm gonna say a three. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree. A
but
three.
Carrie, on the hot drink scale, do you rate this thumbs up
thumbs
or thumbs down?
Thumbs down. We always look for hot drinks because we're big fans of hot drinks, but there are no hot drinks available.
Okay.
Yeah. So what was your favorite moment, Ross, of this whole investigation, this landmark, unforgettable vaping investigation? You guys think about what yours are.
Okay. I would say it was actually, I was driving back home by myself one day. It was hot and I was stuck in bad traffic. I was like, I'm going to pull out this thing and vape it. And inside the car, it just formed these like thick trails and you could see them wafting around in the light. And it was kind of cool, actually. I was like, all right.
Oh, that was the exhaust from your car.
And the LSD you just took.
Oh, no. Danger rating went up. It was kind of fun.
Cool.
How about you?
I think mine was giving Jordan his. I didn't really expect how much Jordan liked it when he first got it. He was like, oh, I see what the appeal of this is. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then we took a bunch of Instagram photos.
Good impression.
Good impression.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
well.
He had on really
I'm
big glasses.
I'm enjoying this electronic cigarette.
he had a fake mustache and really big glasses and a Soupy Sales sweater.
Yeah, my bow tie spun around.
Was that also your favorite moment,
yeah,
Jordan?
No,
or did you go
fun.
On to greater
it was very
pleasures?
Fun. Yeah, I think like Jesse, you know, normally I would be embarrassed to be seen vaping in public.
So then I put a picture all over social media.
Yeah, thank you for blasting that out on social. Yeah, but it's kind of fun to just, you know, kind of throw my sense of self-worth out the window.
Some might
and just
say
kind
reservations.
Of do reservations. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was just kind of nice to I don't know, say, ah, fuck it, I'm going to do this dumb thing in public for the purpose of a fun podcast with two cool cats. And,
yeah.
Yeah, just kind of, like, have a minute of being a dope in public and not being too embarrassed about it.
Yeah, I think that the best part about this is definitely, like, an equivalent thing would be, like, if you were in New York, but someone was making you go to Guy Fieri's restaurant in Times Square. Mm. Like, on the one hand, you don't want to go to Guy Fieri. There's so many good restaurants. Why would you go there? But on the other hand, you're like, well, then, I guess I have to eat whatever the fuck it is that Guy Fieri thinks is food, you know, like cheese sauce on ice cream or whatever. Mm. And you would be like, cheese sauce and ice cream is kind of fun. You know what I mean? I think that's the...
You're like, I'm getting a story out of this.
Yeah, and now that I'm here, I might as well enjoy the moment. Cool. Wait, did you tell us what your favorite moment was, though? Or were you just analyzing
Jordan's? Probably my favorite moment was I took it out, I figured out how to do it, and...
Wait, this is a different memory.
No, tell us that memory.
And my staff were in a different part of the
staff
office.
Is involved.
Oh, no.
My staff were in a different part of the office working on something really seriously, and I just walked over and vaped for them.
Nice.
Did a sort of performance vape.
Nice.
Which they were obliged to laugh at because I'm their boss.
Sure.
And it was a hoot.
Well, in a hot, stuffy car, if you still got some of this, try it. Just watch the smoke ride the air currents.
All right, cool. I'm
not telling you. You'll have a new favorite moment. Wait, why would you get pulled over?
Carrie,
from smoke being in your car? I don't know, just like
because it looks like you hotboxed your car.
Ah, okay.
I feel like I would enjoy going to like the scenic overlook that's above my house where the teens like to go to get blazed, and just being like, just like
I
giving
got
them
my happy
like
I park
my car and I'm like looking out the window and I'm like, hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? I'm cool guy vaping over here. Hey, what's up? Cool vapor.
Hey,
it would be
do you have healthy over there? I got happy here.
It would be like you know how at some convenience stores when teens congregate outside, they just play classical music really loud and the teens can't stand it, so they stop congregating.
Do they really
there?
Do that?
Yeah. And so what I would do is I would go to the point where the teens are congregating and just vape around until everyone left.
I wish they had one
playing
for
some Steely Dan on your phone.
Yeah, totally.
I wish they had a different flavor for each dwarf, that there was like a happy, a sleepy, a dopey.
I'm just not bashful enough.
Yeah, they could give that to Andy Dick.
Sure.
Yeah.
He needs it.
Yeah.
Boom, dick slam.
Well, that's it, right?
Yeah, that's it for our show.
Guys, thank you so much for having us on the show.
Oh, thank you for having us on our show.
At Maximum Fun. We're here at the headquarters. Thanks for this fine facility.
It's a joy. I hope we'll see you here again soon.
And we should thank our what are they?
our engineer producers.
Colin and Kara.
Yeah. Thanks, Colin and Kara.
Hi, Colin and Kara. Mm-hmm, they're sitting out there. Mm-hmm. But also our producer up in Washington, Ian Kramer.
And our theme music composer, Brian Keith Dalton.
And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/onrack.
You find pictures there. We'll post some video from us vaping here today. You can support us at MaximumFun.org/donate.
And you can also support Jordan and Jesse there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but probably listen to our show first.
Yeah, yeah. Listen to the show.
Yeah,
decide
true.
You love it, make it an essential part of your life.
Have it help you get through a difficult time.
Sure.
Then go to MaximumFun.org/donate, not /... very important. The end. Goodbye. And remember.
And remember.
If you're going to blow some clouds, you got to make them fat.
Welcome to Podphone. What type of podcast are you looking for?
You have chosen funny podcasts about bad movies.
Rated R. May we recommend The Flophouse.
Three friends talk about bad movies and make each other and you laugh.
Rated R. The Flophouse is playing at your ears.
If you download it right now or whenever.
Rated R. To purchase tickets to The Flophouse, you don't need to do that. Just download it. The Flophouse, rated R for nudity, I guess.
Mugs, shirts, stickers, patches, tanks, and more are yours for the purchasing at MaxFunStore.com. Hey, you already love the podcasts, so why not take this to the next level and outfit your home and bod with our merch? MaxFunStore.com. Because if you have to wear a shirt, it should be one of ours.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.